the Mad Men DVD review.
Right, there, here comes one of New Zealand's most popular bakers at the moment. Hi, Clayton, how are you?
Hi, Mikey, I am great.
I'm joining you on the Great New Zealand Bake Off.
Yeah.
It's making me watch a reality show.
I know, it's one of those crazy rides that I'm just glad I got on board, you know?
And, of course, by sucking up to you by saying that means you'll bring in more biscuits like you just bought them before.
Oh,
you
yeah,
bought in some double chocolate.
Clayton bought in triple chocky biscuits.
What, is that what they're
out of the oven this morning, yeah.
Out of the oven this morning with a little bit of crunchy bar on top.
Oh, yeah. Hey, got to grease wheels.
Well, you're doing very well on the show. We can't get you to tell us what happens, obviously.
Yes.
But you're doing very well on it, and good, that's quite good fun. You look like you're having a good time.
Hey, those shows, man, like this show is the one that no one's... Those shows that people go, I'm not here to make friends. This is the one you make friends on. It's just, there's no prize money. It's just, you're there for
There's no prize money.
Yeah, no prize money.
Oh, really? So what do you want at the...
You win a cake stand.
The, what about one
Ooh,
of the...
Ooh, isn't a nice one, though?
Just...
You win a cake stand.
Yeah, you literally win a cake stand.
Oh, yeah. I'll just tell you, it's great anyway, because I like those biscuits. Anyway, Clayton, what's the DVD review today, my friend?
We're talking about documentary My Year with Helen.
Oh, of course.
Auntie Helen.
Gailing Preston's documentary My Year with Helen.
Yes, and it's a documentary covering her time when she campaigned.
Helen Clark, of course.
Helen Clark, Helen Clark, to be the ninth secretary.
Is she
secretary.
A dame? By the way, is she a dame? Did she get off? Has she been offered a?
I feel like some of these people would turn it down. We'll look it up.
I know she'd turn it down, but is she like? Because if you turn it down, you still get considered one. You still are one, aren't you?
Nah, you got to go through the process, I think.
All right.
Well, this is her pitch.
Like Billingish and John Key.
I don't think she is.
Oh, okay. It's her pitch to be the ninth Secretary General of the UN. There's been eight over 70 years, all men.
So she was like the third. Tier down when
she was the chair of the UN Development Program. Big deal, traveling around the world.
Went really hard too at doing that in that job, and I guess that's what sort of why she was a. She decided to run for her own for
Totally 23rd
the big cheese.
Yeah, she was the 23rd most influential woman in the world by Forbes, and so it's just amazing. Gailen Preston was like sitting at home, the world's not doing that great. How about we do a documentary about Helen Clark? Before even this happened, it was 6 weeks into filming the documentary that she decided to pitch for the Secretary General. So like, I love when documentaries have that perfect happenstance, that thing where it's you're in the right place, right time.
Yep.
Sweet. And she has such amazing access. You see her potting around in her fedora, just talking to all these amazing people and getting such great access, because I think Kiwis just get that access because you're so friendly.
Well, I know with my experience with Helen Clark, it's a trust thing, you know. So if she trusts you and she accepts you for what you're doing, then she's really cool. She's very open. There's obviously, she's obviously doing her job, but she's a good lady, Helen Clark, I reckon.
Yeah, she gave her complete creative control, and Helen Clark's 68 and Gailen's 70, so there must have been some sort of connection there too. And the thing
And it would have been nice, I guess, for Helen Clark being away from home too, being in New York and her apartment in New York, to have a New Zealander to sort of chow around with.
And it really, I just couldn't believe it. Helen was so like funny and warm, and she like
she's cool, man,
and down to earth. I mean, there's a scene where she goes back to home to Waihee to look after a 94-year-old dad and cook him curries, like put it back in the freezer while she's away. And I mean, that's awesome.
It's really nice that she gave them access to filming that too.
Totally. But the great thing about this doco, it's looking at breaking the glass ceiling. Essentially, a lot of these big organizations have a lot of men in their roles, and they thought this time they talked about on Twitter, talked about in social media, we've got to have a woman in this role, and all the right people said the right things. But this documentary delves into like the charade that's all about, because really they say all this lip service, but in the end it was 15 men voting in another guy to get the role.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it matches all the Twitter and all that was saying, let's get a woman in.
You really get the gist of it. Really
backroom deals.
Without wanting to spoil it does, everyone knows the result of the voting.
Back in 2016.
Yeah, and so it is a bit of a spoiler to say that, but at the same time, it's really interesting. It's great to watch. Men in power are so unsettled by women in power.
Yeah.
It's come on, man. What's the big deal, brother?
Gailen says, if you empower women, men don't lose power. We just give more power to humanity. And it's like, that's so true.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
it's like, yeah. But,
and
but,
so it's looking at, like the breaking of the glass ceiling and the things, good things that did come out of this doco or out of this transparent of sorts voting process was a language change. Like there was things like instead of people saying, you know, we should get a woman, and then people were saying, oh, no, we want to get the best person for the role. But then they said, well, actually, what is a woman not the best person for the role? And then they started saying, why should a man get this role? And they just,
yeah,
the language, like they talk about in the movie, the campaign manager, Dr. Jean Krasno, she's a political scientist, and just talks about how at least she made some progress, and like, Now this documentary will hope influence the next generation.
And yeah, and there seemed to be she had a lot of support from a lot of very important people. You know, maybe not in the key places, obviously, yeah. but a lot of people were really bummed out.
And a lot of people were talking. They talked to Tim Grosser, the New Zealand ambassador to US, and he said like a lot of people told him, you know, she's got a good chance, she's got this, she's got that. But then, you know, he said in the docker like, man, these people just have their own deals to make and backroom handshakes, and it's just, you know, they kind of lie to his face in a way, and it's just disappointing. But Helen Clark says a great thing near the end, be resilient enough to lose. Winning is the easy part, and she's not bummed out about this. She's like, oh, she's got something else to go do.
She's a little bit bummed out at one stage.
but
not, you know, not end of the world, and not sort of, you know, it's a moment, you know, it's not a
Kiwi on that stage. That's insane. And it's just, yeah, you get kind of inspired by her, like, man, well, gave it a best shot, but
I think the inspiring thing about watching that movie is that she doesn't lose her conviction for a second.
Yeah.
You know, even when she gets, when she doesn't win the final vote, she still just refocuses and moves on, you know, like her direction and her output and her belief in what she's doing is true, you know, and that's a really exciting thing to see in that documentary. Yeah. And
I think Gayling, like, well, you know, had that camaraderie, just got her to be open to her, and it's Gayling, like, one thing I want to say about it was you think it was going to be like a fly on the wall handheld sort of thing, but it's actually quite cinematic. She's second camera on this, and there's just some actually nice visuals in it too.
Yeah. Now that's so this is out on DVD now.
Indeed.
And we don't have one of those to give away, but we do have to give away today a 90 subscription. 90 day subscription to DocPlay where you can watch My Year with Hallam, because it's a documentary. And DocPlay is what? DocPlay is a Madman Entertainment's on-demand documentary service. Which is do you use that yourself? You're on that?
Watch a bit of Loading Docs, though. That's good.
Yeah. It's great, though.
Not just movies, but also TV series. Give it a hoon with a month free trial. Cancel it. That's for everyone else. You can give it a hoon today with a month free trial.
Which is
very well worth doing, by the way. That's DocPlay. And where do you go to for that? DocPlay.co.nz? Yeah, lovely. So Mad Men Entertainment's on-demand documentary service. Would you like that? A 90-day subscription.
Bored in your mind.
90-day subscription. So
that's
who'd
a
like
long
that?
Time.
Who'd
that's
like that?
3 months.
Yeah,
3 months. Three long months.
That doesn't sound good. Imagine
how many times you can watch My Year with Hallam with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, simplicity be card holders only, please. If you text the word Clarky into BFM right now, 5395, Clarky, that word, first one to do that will win that 90-day subscription to DocPlay. Thank you, Clayton.
No worries. Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review,
and it's in colour.